Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. We continue on speaking about the Qur'an. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, he and a group of his companions once were going to pray one of the daily prayers in the masjid. Upon arriving to the masjid, and more specific, where the ablution, the wudu is made, they had seen a young boy crying. So Imam al-Shafi'i, alaha alayhi an yukhbirahu limadha yabki. Imam al-Shafi'i continued to insist, and asked this young boy, why are you crying? The young boy refused, and Imam al-Shafi'i continued to insist until this young boy, he said to Al-Imam al-Shafi'i and his companions, whilst he is making wudu, he remembered the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the hellfire being ignited or being lit alight with, as Allah states, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, that what is igniting the hellfire is the people, an-nas wal-hijara, and rocks. And this young boy is crying, saying that I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to begin with me in lighting this fire, giving a comparison that when you light any fire, you begin with the young, or the twigs, we say, the smaller sticks before the logs. And he fears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to begin with him, seeing that he's young, before the elderly and the old adult, which are much larger in size. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, what he said with regards to this, after hearing, as we said, this verse, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, and fear the hellfire with that وَقُودُهَا, that which ignites it, is the people in the hellfire, and people in rocks. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he stopped, and he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَخْشَى اللَّهَ أَكْثَرُ مِنَّا. Indeed, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than us. Now, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Qur'an is not merely the book, as we mentioned, that is not crooked and upright alone, but it is a book where we need to reflect and ponder upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. It is a reminder for the believer, and the believer is the one who benefits. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-A'la, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, and remind. As long as the reminder is still being heard, and it's being benefited, as long as هُنَاكَ مَنْ يَسْمَعْ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, and the one who truly fears is going to benefit from this reminder. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, here we learn that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a book of pondering. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a book where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his word, he is directly speaking to the heart, he's speaking to the mind, he's speaking to the individual for them to reflect. And it is that which elevates iman. It is that where the heart finds tranquility. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the heart truly find peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who, when we hear the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fear and we comprehend to the best of our ability, and we reflect upon the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the uncreated speech, the word of Allah, where Allah states, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, and who is more truthful in speech than Allah? وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.